My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 417 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, I hope you guys had a good day. Today's Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, it's the weekend. And, we're still confined at home, so it's basically kind of hard to know what day it is, to be honest. Spent the day checking something out. It's actually very interesting, something I've had for years, course on something. And I've had it for years, but back when I watched it the first time, it was at the time I had actually zero interest in actually doing this, like pursuing whatever is in the course, because I was like, that's not really not me. I'm not really not interested, right? And what's fascinating is that now, since I'm interested to know more, when I rewatch the course is just genius. It is genius. It's crazy. And I'm just wondering how, you know, because of the lack of interest that I had, I wasn't able to see how good it was, you know. So it's just, it's very revealing. It's something that actually surprised me as well, you know. And I discover stuff every day myself, you know. The level of interest that you have for a subject will actually have a super huge impact on how you learn, okay? If you have zero interest in it, you're not going to learn or retain anything because there is just resistance, okay? So that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people will tell you, well, you should make a career out of something you're interested in because, you know, it does make things easier. I've always told you that it will make things easier, especially when things get tough and things get hard. But I didn't know about this particular aspect of it, right? It's just yesterday that I started going through the course. I was like, dude, how did I miss the genius in this course? It's really insane. All right, so it's fascinating stuff. But yeah, it's not it's not necessarily the point of the podcast, but here's the thing. You know, sometimes, you know, I hear people saying, I learned this, it's completely useless. I learned this in school. School doesn't teach you this and blah, blah, blah. All the moaners will tell you about the education system, that it sucks and all that kind of stuff. Or you just think that, oh man, I followed this thing. I wasted my time completely on it and stuff. And for me, my take is that you never actually wasted your time learning something, because it could very well be that at the time, either you had no interest or you didn't have enough background knowledge of the kind of like connecting subjects to kind of like wrap your brain around it, okay? So it did happen to me. Remember, I told you that I wanted to reread the 4-hour work week because at the time when I read it, I was, you know, just starting out. It's not like I haven't even studied anything. I was brand new. So there were some of these concepts that were explained in the book and, I just didn't remember them. But now when I go back to the book and I reread the book, re-listened to the book recently, all these concepts, they made sense, right? So all that knowledge that you have acquired it's never lost. It's never for nothing. Because one day you will realize that you basically get a new piece of the puzzle, right? It's a puzzle, you have like millions of pieces. And in the beginning, you don't have a single piece. But then what happens is that you start getting more pieces and pieces and pieces and stuff. And then you're like, hey, wait a minute. And then you go back to this thing and everything starts making sense. And this is what just happened to me, with this course that I'm talking to you about is, I didn't have experience in that kind of field, and it involved talking to clients and all that kind of stuff and managing clients and everything, stuff that I really don't I don't want to do it because it takes my time, right? So at the time it was like, sounds smart, but it's really not for me. And right now I'm I have a more attentive ear, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it and understand some of the mechanics of this thing. And this is when, everything started to click, because since then I've acquired much more knowledge. I've seen much more things. I told you, we started this business here in Bali with a bunch of friends, and we had to deal with clients a lot more and all that kind of stuff, And so now armed with all this background knowledge, then it starts making sense, okay? So one of the things that I want to tell you, and just repeating myself, is don't think that any stuff that you learn that it was useless, right? It's never useless, never, because it will serve you one day when you don't necessarily expect it. It will serve you, okay? It has done it for me millions of times. Well, not millions, but a lot of times. A good example I told you that your network. So you've heard that your network is your net worth and stuff, right? And you should be networking with people and meeting people who are good in specific fields and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so people find it really hard to go and talk to someone who's in a completely different niche or something, okay? One thing that I found was that, sometimes I'm studying some concept, right? I'm not an expert in it. At the time, I wasn't, I wasn't an expert anyway, but I'm familiar with the concept, okay? So that means that if I meet someone who's an expert in that field, I can have some sort of a conversation with them saying, oh, you know what? I actually heard about this and I'm actually very interested in knowing more, and you're an expert in it. Can you kind of like elaborate? And one thing that actually people absolutely love is when you're interested in what they do, okay? If someone, what they're passionate about and what they do and stuff, because very often what happens is, most of the time is that this guy, let's say this guy or this woman, they're interested in astrophysics, right? And they go to parties, they go to blah, 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 and they start talking about all these really complicated metaphysical concepts. And people are like, what? Oh, all right. And then they pretend that someone's calling them and they leave, right? So this is what they're used to. And then you will just stand out by saying, oh, yeah, astrophysics. Oh, you know the concept of Cornelius, blah. And they'll be like, whoa. Wow, this is the first time it happens to me in years. I never meet someone who's actually interested in what I do. I'm passionate about it. And they can start talking to you for the longest time. You haven't done anything in particular. It's just that information that you have acquired some time ago that you thought was completely useless, in these cases, it will come in handy, okay? So now, again, as I always say, don't be fake and phony and stuff and be like, oh, well, I think I learned this 2 years ago. Let me try and sneak my way into this guy's contacts, by telling him stuff. They will actually see through it, right? So me, it happens very, very often that people are very surprised. They're like, dude, how do you know this stuff? I said, oh, yeah, I was working on this concept there. And I'm actually working on I was interested in a concept that's closely related to yours. So that this is why there was this connection and stuff. So I'm not expert in your field, but I'm very interested to understand the connection between our two fields, because I know they're linked, and that will kind of like help me understand better kind of the market and the mechanics and all that kind of stuff. And you can't even imagine the number of really highly high level conversations that I had with people. And then afterwards, you know, we kind of like genuinely bonded, and these people, then they will remember me, right? Oh, you're the guy who knew about astrophysics and stuff, right? It's not that I'm an astrophysicist. It's just that, you know, for example, maybe I was, you know, in the plane. I remember one day, for example, there was this guy, back when I was playing tennis, before my wrist started hurting really bad. We were waiting for like people to show up or something for social tennis on Wednesdays. And there was this guy who was sitting there, you know, and I think we were late. So if we were late, we had to wait until all the doubles finish, and then we could, you know, get in on the next round. And I was sitting next to the guy, and we started talking and stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, what do you do? And all that kind of stuff. And he was like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm an investor. I, you know, invest, you know, here and there, and all that kind of stuff. And you know, like people know Warren Buffett, for example. You know, you don't have to be like the biggest investor to know about him. Or maybe I think not everybody knows, but you know, people work a little bit online, like marketing or something, will know who Warren Buffett is if you're like an entrepreneur. But only a few people know who Charlie Munger is, who is his associate, right? They're like, they make their decisions together, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, right? I remember that I read, I think it was because of, what's the guy's name again? Tai Lopez, right? I think followed the course of Tai Lopez at some point to see what was in there, and he kept talking about his mentor, who was Charlie Munger, and he said, oh yeah, he's the associate of Warren Buffett and all that kind of stuff. And so I was talking to the guy, and I mentioned Charlie Munger, and the guy was like, what, how do you know this stuff? And I said, yeah, look, I know just a little bit about him, you know, and Warren Buffett and stuff, and some of their like basic strategies and stuff that they've done, you know. And then the guy, he lit up. He was like, oh yeah, that's really interesting and stuff. And so I started asking him a few questions, you know, about some stuff that maybe I heard, and because he wasn't my field and I didn't master all the stuff, I still had some questions, you know. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, are you doing day trading, or are you doing like long term, or is it like you know, S&P 500 and all that kind of stuff? You know, all these things that you know, someone who knows a little bit about the subject will know. And the guy was really surprised, and we actually bonded. You know, it was like, oh yeah, you know what, I do some day trading and stuff. And me, I told them, look, you know, I'm not a trader or anything. I had some cryptos at some point. And I did day trading for a day, and I thought I would die, man. My heart, it was crazy, man. The thing was going up and down. I was like, oh man, I'm losing money. I was crying and stuff. It was crazy. And so I started talking to the guy. I said, look, you know what? Not that I'm the best crypto analyst or something like this, because it's kind of hard to analyze cryptos, but I had a super amazing matrix. That matrix, I mean, the results that I had on the coins that I invested in, it was really insane. So that matrix really worked, actually. So I was telling the guy, you know, about my like day trading, stuff like that. And I said, look, you know what? I'm not the biggest expert here, and I had no idea how much pressure it was for traders, you know, what their job actually entails, and how much pressure there is, until I did day trading for a few hours, right? And trust me, I was scared and stressed out of my mind. I just invested in a coin. It was going up. I was like, oh yeah, baby. And then I invested, it went down like crazy. So you see it going down, you're like, oh no, no. And then it goes down and then it, you see it come back up, right? Because you're basically staring at the screen. You're like, oh man, it's coming back up. Then it goes back up for 2 seconds, goes back down. It was an emotional roller coaster. It was horrible. So, you know, at that point, I told the guy, I said, look, you know what? People might think that being a trader and all that kind of stuff is easy. I don't understand how people survive beyond 25, man, because I almost had a heart attack there, you know? And just the fact that I knew about, you know, some aspects of his work and I actually respected his skills and what he did, then, you know, he was, you know, we bonded. And this is one thing, like people are very, very, they will be very open and they will like you if you if you're interested in what they do and what they love to do, what they're passionate about. Okay, you meet someone who's vegan, for example, and you start talking about veganism, but trust me, they're going to light up like a Christmas tree, right? So I didn't know the first thing about veganism, but you know, if you've been following me, oh, maybe I didn't tell you, was I? Oh, I think I wasn't actually doing the podcast at the time, but I went into a 30-day vegan challenge. So I don't know if the podcast was paused at the time. Maybe it was. And I went on the 30-day vegan challenge, okay? Just because I wanted to try it. I have people in my team who are vegan. I saw this documentary about... gee, I don't remember what the name of the documentary is, but there was this guy who was saying that after going vegan, he noticed all these changes. He had more energy, he had more this and more that. He could sleep better. He could do this and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let me try this. Okay. So I did try for 30 days and I'm actually proud of myself because, you know, for 30 days, I didn't try for 2 days and then, you know, started eating chicken and all that kind of stuff. I went for 30 days. And for me, it was a revelation that, well, I mean, again, here in Canggu where I live, it's kind of easy to find like vegan places, you know, because there are so many like hipsters and all that kind of stuff. I mean, half the restaurants here have like vegan options and everything. So my image of being vegan, which was, you know, you look like a rabbit and you'll eat carrots and salads or some disgusting broccolis or something like this, which actually broccoli is actually very good, to be honest. So I had all these like, you know, misconceptions about veganism. But after trying it, what happened was that, you know, I was able to have conversations with people, you know, and they're like, oh, you know about this? And yeah, yeah, I do. And, you know, it will open some doors. So, you know, I think I've gone on a tangent, but what I want to demonstrate here is all the information that you gather, don't think that it's pointless and you'll never use it or something. There is a lot of things that you have used in school, that they taught you in school, but maybe they didn't necessarily teach you what it was used for. They didn't tell you what it was going to be used for in like the real world, right? Until one day you figure it out. You're like, oh man, Jesus Christ. So a good example that I give people is, so don't quote me on the theorem, but I think it's, what is it, Pythagoras? I don't know how you say that in English. Pythagoras. I think it's this one. I don't know if it's Pythagoras or Thales. I don't know. I should look it up because I will sound like an idiot otherwise. But anyway, when I was in school, they told me, well, you need to learn this. So the sum of this is equal to blah, 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 something like this, you know? And you had to learn it. And, you know, me, I'm the type of guy, I'm like, if you don't tell me why, I don't like it. But then when I was talking to a bunch of people, and mainly people who are like architects or like civil engineers and stuff, they explained that the main theorems that they will use to erect a building, to build something, is actually these things. Right? So you thought that, oh man, this is completely useless, but it's not. All the information that you gather throughout the years, you know, every book that you read, everything will come in handy in some situation. You just have to have the right mindset about it. Right? I hear so many people who tell me, oh, well, I did this, it was completely useless and stuff. It's not, all right? The other thing is, it has nothing to do with this, is, you know, sometimes in relationships, you know, that's, that's and actually, I think this morning I was like, oh, I'm going to do this podcast on relationships, even though my girlfriend told me you're the worst person to talk about relationships and stuff. Oh, yeah, it might be the subject of tomorrow's podcast. Let me write that down. But anyway, you know, in relationships, something that drives me absolutely, like, berserk is these people say, oh, it was all for nothing. I wasted my time. You wasted my years and stuff. And this drives me absolutely, it drives me nuts. You know, people are, oh, you're wasting their time. And I'm like, so what are we doing? Are we just sitting? So let's say we've been together for like 3 years, right? Did we just sit for 3 years and just watched a wall, like a blank wall, and we didn't do anything? We didn't have fun together. We didn't learn things together. We didn't have experiences together. We had nothing, right? All we did is nothing. Oh, you wasted my time. It was all for nothing. And I'm like, dude, no. This is the approach that a lot of people have. It was all for nothing. Well, if anything, it taught you what you don't want, right? And things that you want, things that you don't want. It wasn't all for nothing. And that's an approach that I, you know, when people say this, it just drives me. So, but again, you know, my girlfriend told me, well, don't give relationship advice to people because I'm very, I'm very logical, right? So I understand that when you're in pain and stuff, you're like, you know, you're over like dramatic and stuff. But for me, there is no experience that you've gone through that hasn't taught you anything that was all for nothing. You know, even if it was a bad relationship, well, that bad relationship shows you what you don't want in your life ever again. But, you know, again, people will go from one bad relationship to another. So, you know, if in their mind they don't have the switch that says everything is an experience, then yeah, indeed will be for nothing, because you're going to end up with the same jerk that you dated last time, right? And, you know, worse, well, you're going to end up with a bigger, an even bigger jerk. Or how do you say jerk for a woman? Anyway, or you know, in some cases, you're actually going back to the same person. You know, so if you don't have the right mindset about those things, so I was talking about business and all that kind of stuff, but it's in everything in life. Me, I take everything as an experience. All these things, they will help you in some way at some point. You might not necessarily see it now because you're hurt and, oh man, you're just a waste of time and this and that. But no, you know, so if you have this approach, you would be surprised how many doors can be open, you know, because your brain does what you tell it to do, right? Well, if this is not important, we'll just forget about it. Whereas if you have some approach of, I don't know if you can trick the brain to that point. Me, it's not like I tell my brain, well, this is important, remember it, right? It's just I'm not in a situation where I'm saying this is completely useless, right? I don't know if that helps, but you know, I find a lot of occasions where that actually helped a lot, you know? So I could give you countless examples, and I'm pretty sure you have examples yourself of things that you thought you will never use, and then you meet someone who's actually in that field, you start talking to that person, and then the person lights up, and then afterwards, you know, you start kind of like, you know, a relationship, you have people in your network and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so just be a student of the game of life. That's what you are. And you know, everything will help you, you know, decide which course of action you want to take, right? You're here to make decisions, right? All these things will help you make decisions. Either, oh man, this was the best time of my life, this is what I want to do, boom, right? Oh, this was horrible, I hated that jerk, or I hated this this switch, right? And then boom, you take the other direction because you don't want this, right? But don't be like, oh man, it was all for nothing. And that's one thing that really drives me nuts because, my girlfriend thinks I'm too analytic even in relationships, but dude, that's how I am. I don't understand sometimes when people are all emotions and they just don't think, you know, and maybe I think too much or something. That's the thing, based on everybody's life, right? You had to behave a certain way and I had to think a lot about stuff like relationships and all that kind of stuff. I had to think about it a lot. So I see it from an analytical point of view. So sometimes people think that you're a heartless bastard. I'm like, no, I'm not. all right. So there's one, I don't know. I don't know if that can be a whole podcast or something, but girlfriend's going to hate me for saying this, but okay, so here's the thing. For example, so it has nothing to do with what I was saying here, right? It's just me now telling you stuff about me being very analytical. This thing where, you know, people break up and then for like a year, they're going to cry and they're going to tell it to everybody and they need so much time to get to forget and blah, 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 right? I don't have this problem, right? And that's the thing. Like the minute you're out the door, kind of like literally, well, that's it, you know, honestly. Obviously not you, baby, if you're listening. And some people tell me, dude, it's impossible. It's impossible to do this. Like, otherwise you don't have a heart or anything. And, what I tell people is, look, you're able to do the same thing. So are you still in love with this kid you were in love with when you were 8? No, of course not. And are you still in love with your first boyfriend? No. Well, so what does that mean? It means that you're able to forget people and to kind of like get over it, right? Yes, it is possible, but it takes time. But now here's the thing. If you have the enough training, then you can just shorten that time. It's not impossible because you do it every day. You had, I don't know, 5 boyfriends in your life. You don't like these people anymore. You don't think about them anymore and all that kind of stuff because you moved on, right? So it's just a kind of like exercising to be able to get over it faster. So I just get over it faster than most people, than a lot of people, I will say, right? And not because I'm a jerk, right? It's just because that... When I was younger, I was very, very, very shy. So it was the probability of me falling in love with someone and never being with that person because I never would have had the courage to tell her that I liked her was very high, very, very high. So I had to basically kind of accept that and find a way to live with it, you know? So, nah, it's not gonna happen. I need to forget about it. So I have years and years of practice of, you know, kind of like having to forget about it because otherwise it was going to eat me alive, which now, is helpful in some way. I don't know. Some people think that, oh man, you're a heartless bastard. No, I just have, it's a mechanic in your brain, right? What good is it to keep thinking about a person who's not there anymore. And for let's say, for example, a person who didn't give a damn about you, cheated on you and all that kind of stuff. What good is it, technically, being very analytical, what good is it to think about them now? There's no point, right? So I just learned that kind of stuff kind of like the hard way because I had to based on who I was and it just became a gymnastics. So yeah, unfortunately, there are situations where I was with someone, they started, they tried to be smart and try to blackmail me and, you know, like ultimatums and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, no, you have to go. That's it. And for me, that's it. It was done, you know? So, I don't know why I was saying this. But yeah, anyway, Well, baby, it's not gonna happen with us, obviously, right? You know that it's gonna take me years and years before, and plus it's never gonna happen anyway, right? We're going to be together until the end of times, right? I'm choosing my battles. I don't want any problems. But you know, so here's the thing. I don't know why I was saying this, but yeah, in those cases, in this case, for example, it's just a gymnastic. People are like, oh, it's impossible. It is possible. You do it as well. You have forgotten about your previous boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff. You have, right? Are you thinking about them and crying in your bed today? No, you don't, right? So you are able to do it. Everybody's able to do it. Some people are able to do it faster, and I'm one of them, you know? So, yeah, so that's pretty much it, guys. yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I ended up on this subject there, but still, you know, it's a very interesting perspective, I will say, because I haven't met anyone kind of like me in that regard. I mean, except they're, because everybody has their reasons for doing this, right? I've seen people who are able to do this because, you know, you could consider them as like jerks, right? They're like, they didn't care about you and all that kind of stuff. And then once they had what they wanted, that's it. They forget about you. See ya. Bye bye. Right. So some people are able to do this, but for other reasons. But people who basically came up to those conclusions for kind of like the same reasons as me, and the reason why that happened, I've never actually met someone like this. It's not like I've tried to find it. And this is usually a subject that I will avoid, right? Because because people don't understand. Right, if people don't understand, they just see, you know, and you may be one of them, I don't know, you just see the movies, you know, where, oh man, they're separated and the person is crying and all that kind of stuff and eating chocolate and ice cream, and so you just assume that, well, this is how it has to be. Well, when you break up with someone, you need at least that amount of time before you date someone else. So it's usually some you know, discussions that I have with my girlfriend is, Bob and Susan broke up. And then, Bob, he's dating someone else now. She said, what? It's been only a week. I said, but yeah, but now he's free. He's single. You know, technically the guy's single. He can date someone else. But she's like, no, the convention says that you need to mourn and all that kind of stuff for X amount of months. And I'm like, no, well, technically, the minute you're single, then that's it. You know, you could go and, you know, you have the right to do it. When you were in a couple, you know, it's questionable. If you like problems, then you will go out and do this. And but if the minute you're single, then, you know, you're free to do it. And she really doesn't understand it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I really hope it's not going to be the same thing. Obviously, baby, we're not going to break up or anything. But yeah, anyway, very analytical in these things. I don't know how we actually ended up on this subject. But yeah, it is, you know, if you think about it, right? So please forget the emotions and the movies and stuff. When you think about it, the minute, for example, you have a job, all right? Your boss fires you. Don't you have the right now that you're fired and you don't have a job to look for another job? You can, right? So not saying that having a boyfriend or girlfriend is a job, right? But I'm just taking other situations where people will take it, it's absolutely fine. But as soon as there's a little bit of emotion involved, then people start having, you know, kind of like acting weird and have double standards, right? So anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about this because I made a promise of not, you know, giving relationship advice, which I've broken. So I'm going to end up in trouble, but that's pretty much it, guys. All right, so I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. the more people like my stuff and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.